This is the Married Man Show with Married Man.
Whoa, hold on. Time out.
What the fuck did you do?
Dale's mic's not on.
Oh, that's right. Is your mic on, Dale?
Okay, now it is. How's that?
Jesus Christ.
Producer
of the year.
Let me test the mics first.
Well, I did test the mic. You said everything sounded fine.
He must have turned it off halfway through. It sounded fine earlier.
No, I never touched it. Fuck you.
Fuck you, fucking dick. All right, here we go.
This is the Married Man Show with Married Man Jack, divorce guy, Warm Daffy, and remotely coming in with his, I don't know, 20 some odd attitude. I don't know, how old is Jay now?
30?
Holy crap, he's 30.
That means
he's like
old.
He's old as fuck.
You are.
Jay is in the house. Ooh-ah.
I'm in Hotlanta.
And I'm looking at this shit wall. I don't know. You know, it's just very dark. Very dark. No, it looked good. Turned out good.
As someone you know, Adele could have his own show on home improvement. On what not
no,
to
no,
do.
No. The accent wall turned out good.
Yeah, so why you?
I'm glad you fixed that one spot. That one spot was bugging me.
Well, I'm glad it's not bugging you anymore.
No. You just went a little crazy with the stain, but that's okay.
It's just the way it's supposed to be.
Maybe it'll lighten up over time.
It will not lighten up over time. It is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Shut the fuck up.
You know, it just looks like somebody
Spanos
reached into their diaper
Spanos,
and just started like
you
decorating the wall. That's all.
Hey, Spanos, fuck you. Being an expert on home improvement yourself.
How about those Chargers? Staying put for another year.
Whatever, you're not a Chargers fan anymore. You're a bandwagon Panthers fan.
I don't
fan
really give a shit. Yeah,
I'm a diehard Panther fan.
I've been a fan for a whole year.
That's
not,
right.
Not even a whole
That's
year.
Right.
The start of the season.
Well, not until they hit like 7-0, and then I became a fan. Like, holy sick shit, they might just pull this out.
So who you're actually pulling for? You're going to be pulling for Cam Newton.
Yeah, I like to see him
getting rid of him.
You know, I think it'd be great for Ron Rivera too. I mean, come on,
crazy eyes.
Yes.
Crazy
yes
eyes.
Riverboat Ron. I mean,
we call him Crazy Eyes.
Crazy Eyes, yeah.
That's why he always wears those sunglasses, because he has those crazy eyes.
Yeah.
He does. I mean this right in a nice way, because when he was crazy charging eyes defense.
Yeah,
when
he's staring at the reporter in the front row and the guy way back in the far left
exactly
corner.
It's like,
you know, I'll kill you.
Eli Wallach would have said, instead of Angel Eyes, been Crazy Eyes.
That's right.
Crazy Eyes. I don't like Crazy Eyes.
That's right.
Blondie, don't die on me, Blondie. No.
Yeah, Bill Campbell, good name as any. Good name as any.
Yes.
So why did
it's
you
Carson
choose?
Ooh, Carson.
Oh, yeah. Bill Carson, I'm sorry. Why'd you choose Bill Carson?
Yeah.
That's good as name as any. No, wrong answer, Tuco. Wrong answer. I'm not getting the same treatment. Would you have talked? Nope, don't think I would.
Nope.
Anyway, that's from Good, the Bad, the Ugly. If you haven't seen it,
yep,
go rent it today.
Exactly.
So you're in Atlanta, Jay. What's it like in Atlanta today?
It is the weather is hot and shitty, with a pissy weather front coming in from the north. Basically, it's like a wagon runt and something's ass.
Did you have anything fun today?
No, it's mostly work here. We're getting things ready for Atlanta to launch service.
So seriously, the truth is, what did you do? Have a lot of work to do today, or was it fun?
No, it was, I mean, it was work. It was actually work today. I didn't, like, go to a, you know, Coca-Cola experience museum or the Georgia Aquarium. This is more work stuff.
You never said you went to the Georgia Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I was maybe saying it for another show, but yeah, I went to the Coca-Cola experience place. It was awesome. So they have a taste testing where you get to try, like, over 100 different types of Coke from around the world, or different Coke products from around the world. So
really?
They have like all.
Did they have the original Coke recipe?
So yeah, so actually they have a safe where you can see the safe where the original Coke recipe is in the safe.
Is it actually in there? They just say it's in there.
Well, apparently it was in this bank for like 80 years, and they made this safe and moved it from.
Okay,
the
but is there actual proof that it's in? It's does it have? Is it like a glass?
They can't
thing
show you the.
Well, then what the fuck?
They show you the.
You know what? I got this safe over here, has $1 million in it. I'm not going to show it.
I'm
to
not
going to
show it to you.
You're going to take my.
Well, I guess you kind of have to assume it's there, but they have a. It's like this experience. It's a very but it's an interactive experience, and then like Donald Sutherland narrates the whole thing, and then they show you the safe. And then
does he do it in which voice does he do it in? Does he do it in from Kelly's Heroes?
I guess.
Oh, here's a Coca-Cola.
No, not like that. No.
Which with the negative vibes?
Not like that?
No.
Is,
yep.
it,
not
is,
like
it more,
that.
Is it more stone Donald Sutherland?
More like old Donald Sutherland.
Body Snatchers, Donald Sutherland?
Coca-Cola. Oh, Animal House.
Oh, Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's my job. Seriously, I teach here. So you know, it's the older Donald Sutherland of today.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to, it's very like, the Coca-Cola secret formula has been, you know, guessed upon for years. So, anyway.
You know, if it was Kiefer Sutherland, his son would be, this is Coke! You're supposed to drink it! But, it tastes good!
It was a lot of fun. Like, when you walk in...
I love Coke!
Where's the Coke? No, it was a good...
Mr. President, I gotta save the world!
It's in the same...
I don't even take time out to go to the bathroom.
It's in the same building as... or same place as the Georgia Aquarium. So the Coca-Cola experience. Or, no, the World of Coca-Cola is what it's called.
How long does it take to go through the World of Coca-Cola?
It was like... It was like an afternoon.
They have the famous commercial?
Yeah. So they go, there's like a part of it.
Now is written by Don Draper.
There's a section dedicated to advertisements.
I like to buy the World of Coke.
But it was cool. Like they had like an original soda jerk from the 1800s. You can see there like the.
Is it a picture of you?
What?
A soda jerk.
What? Guy jerking off his soda?
Yeah,
what?
Basically.
I like to jerk off!
But Jack, you would have loved it.
What a Coke in my hand! You're supposed to shake
the same
it like
size
this.
As this bottle.
Well, Dale's.
I'm confused.
Dale's Coke jerk was you had to sniff Coke off of a girl and then jerk off. That was the.
It got Dale excited.
There you go.
By saying that was the wrong thing to say.
That's a good way to do it too.
Not still there.
So there's comb this out of your hair.
Now there's two things to go to Atlanta for.
Yeah. Well, plus, I mean, you have CNN there, you know, that's...
Yeah. I was just going to bring a Sherman tank through. Is that too soon?
For the people here, it is.
Would they be a sub and said, hey, I'm just marching through. My name's Sherman. Can I get through here? There's a little bit of traffic here. My name's Sherman. Guys, march through here. Would they think that was funny?
Probably not.
But I think it's funny! Ha!
But yeah, so that was the Coke thing was a lot of fun.
For your kids playing at home, just Google Civil War. It was a little war we had back in the 1800s. It was pretty cool. It was in all the papers.
Yeah.
It's big Americans on both sides.
Yeah. I was for the Americans in that one. Yeah. I had the Americans in the over.
the over under
the over under half a million casualties.
I was way off, man. It was way over. Yeah. I
said, hey guys, why do we all just stand in a line? Why don't we move around, spread out? Because you know, by the time we load our gun back up and we got that whole jerking motion going again, so why, you know, we gotta get our musket going or our gun.
We
can
hide and shoot them. Yeah,
pull the little bullet out. Yeah, no, let's just stand in the open because that's that way more people can die. Let's fight like the British did. You know, because it worked for them.
Yeah.
In 1776. What, too soon?
It depends. Probably depends on the family.
Well, I should be upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 52% British and Irish.
Yeah. So check it out. The World of Coca-Cola. And then at the end, you get a special bottle of Coke that's exclusively bottled there.
So you're not going to obviously open that one up.
I mean, I guess it's just the bottle, you know. I don't know. I've been debating whether opening it or not.
I wouldn't open it up. You know how long that Coke's been sitting
pop
there?
Pop that boy.
It could be like 30 years old. And you drink it.
No, it's a new bottle. It's not.
Well, how do you know it's a new bottle?
It looks new.
It looks new. They keep it. They can shine. Glass cleans up well.
But actually, it was cool at they have a Coca-Cola gift shop when you walk out, of course. But they had the 20 liter Mexican Cokes there, so it's like a big glass bottle of Coke.
I just had my first Coke yesterday, and that's what it was. And my first Coke in like 2 weeks. Steven, my son in law, we went and got pizza, and he
you say
brought
2 weeks like it was this great. I mean, 2 weeks isn't that long.
It's a long time for a Coke addict, a soda addict, and I wasn't even craving it. And he brings us me this big Mexican Coke. Looks at me, go, I stopped drinking Coke a couple weeks ago. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. They didn't take it away. Just left it there. It's like, you know, it's like a real Coke addict. If I put a bunch of Coke in front of someone and said, oh, you stopped? Okay.
Okay.
No problem. I'm just going to leave it here.
You
though.
Should be able to, like, not, you know, partake do you need if you're trying to really quit.
Do this Coke off
of? Oh, so I had that. I said, okay, I'll have one day where I go off the wagon. And now I'm back on the wagon.
Good for you. Good for you. So how many days Coke sober are you?
One day.
Oh, one day. Okay.
We had pizza on Sunday. It's pizza Sunday, so we decided to have and as Dale pulls out his Coke.
24 ounces.
24 ounces of Coke. A
little bump for the road, huh?
A little bump in the road. But anyway, so now that so Atlanta's cool?
Yeah, it's good.
Is it warm down there?
Nah, it's probably the same as Raleigh is right now.
It's like 70 today.
Oh, it wasn't that warm today. It was kind of
it was warm today. It's supposed to be 52 tomorrow.
The traffic here is horrible. Like the traffic is.
You know why?
Horrible.
You got all the Union soldiers are still marching through. You have to wait for them to get through.
Wow.
No comment.
What? What? So you're for the South? You were pulling for the South?
No.
So why wouldn't you comment? There's only one person that's possibly listening that could be upset, and that's Nick. That's it. He's still fighting.
He's a Southern gentleman, you know. It's his people or something. I don't know.
Well, we're all the same people.
I agree. There's Southerners. They're very prideful of their South and their oppressive ways.
Anyway, no, it's traffic there I hear is bad.
I'm a native San Diegan, so actually I'm not part of this fight. It's really you're a true Northerner, you know, by blood. So
I was a Union. I have Union blood running through my veins.
Actually, there was no Glatfelter monuments at Gettysburg, so I think the Glatfelters are cowards.
Well, I did find out that there was 9 Glatfelters in the that fought during the Civil War.
Okay, all right. Well, there's when you go to Gettysburg, there's all these shrines. I didn't see any Glatfelter shrines.
Well, it's a big place and a lot of people. There's like 40,000. Didn't 40,000 people die there?
Oh yeah, some insane number.
So to look at every single name.
Well, again, you're driving around. It's hard. I mean, they're big monuments.
I get it. There's 6 were from Illinois is a Glatfelter. So there's a big Glatfelter, I guess, in Illinois. Something going on there.
Mm.
They're probably Cub fans.
Of course, that would.
Anyway. So, no, did you see the storm they're having in San? They had through San Diego.
Yeah, they've had power outages and
power outage, and then people. I could see my mom and sister were like, the wind was so loud and. It's probably just they had the fan on and didn't realize it, and you know, because that's how you know loud. I guess it was pretty bad. They showed one woman as she got in Pacific Beach got killed. The tree fell on top of her
car. Pacific Beach.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was on off Ingram.
Yeah, crushed by a tree.
It was bad. I mean, it was a big, huge tree, and she didn't have a chance. Just that's bad luck, just being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and all these firefighters just sitting around as they're trying to cut the tree apart to.
Dang.
I guess get in there to her, but
because I mean it's in San Diego. It's like there's only like 3 trees in the city anyway, so like the odds.
And it wasn't even a palm tree,
so it was actually a real tree. So there's only one of those, so like the only real tree.
It's
in San
the
Diego,
last real tree in San. Well, if you go to Balboa Park, you can see some trees.
Yeah, I mean there is, but again,
but I think
it's
you
not
know,
like...
I, you know what? I think that's Disney magic. I think they're fake trees.
They might be. They very well might be, but.
So what are you up to, Dale? What have you been doing?
Well, he's getting prepared for the Super Bowl, and his lifelong team that he's been rooting for is...
Are you going to be watching the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'll be watching
the Super Bowl. So you excited about your team having a chance?
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
You don't think that Denver has a chance at all?
I think they'll be all right. I mean, both teams have a very good defense, so...
Denver has a great defense.
My concern for Cam would be don't get too cocky and make a stupid mistake.
It is his first Super Bowl. His first Super Bowl, so it can affect somebody.
But think about this though too: it's already in Denver's head. Oh no, can't wear the orange. You know, they're already like, oh, got to wear the white because they're superstitious. I mean,
why can't they wear the orange?
Every time in the postseason they've wore the orange, they've lost.
Oh,
like 4 times. And they didn't want to make it. They didn't want to try to make it number 5, so they went with the white jerseys this year.
They were they're the orange crush,
exactly. And then so then the Panthers are going to go with their black alternate jersey. So
oh wow,
yeah, very cool.
So is it AFC's home for this one? I guess I wouldn't. it's at
the, yeah, AFC Levi is home Stadium. For this one.
AFC's home for this one.
Yeah, and then that's why they, instead of wearing the orange, they opted for the white. So it's crazy. Yeah. Think, so
I mean,
they were orange against Seattle.
Yeah.
And that game was over by the
Yeah, and they got freaking that thing. They got 2 minutes plummeted game, in that game. So
that game was over the first 2 minutes.
Yeah. So you know, I'd like to see a good matchup. I think you can never obviously never count Peyton Manning out. I mean, he's the man when it comes
they
to...
He did get a setback today, though. They told him he couldn't bring his walker out on the field.
I mean, his big thing is he's so good at the hard count and drawing people offsides and also reading defenses. He doesn't have the gun like he used to have. So it'll be interesting to see the two teams go at it.
He still has that high forehead, though.
I think it'll be a good matchup this year.
All right, I'll go with that.
Yeah, if Cam doesn't make any stupid mistakes, then I think the Panthers, with their defense and the other with Cam Newton in the backfield, I mean he's always got that threat of running the ball, wildcat or whatever you want to call it. I mean it's just really tough to defend.
It's not
against
a wildcat because wildcat is a receiver,
right? Okay,
or running back. It's a quarterback.
Right. But he's really got so many other weapons that I just think the Panthers will do them in.
One thing I did bug me, I was listening to some sports show the other day, and they were like going, because they said, with Cam Newton there and the Carolina team, they are underestimating them. They're not saying they're a great team. Well, you got to win the Super Bowl first for you that you can be considered a great team, I believe. Don't you have to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, basically.
Anyway, so they're saying, this team is set up to go to multiple Super Bowls in a row. I go, you know how hard it is to go to multiple Super Bowls in a row? I mean, you look at Buffalo Bills went to 4 in a row.
Yeah.
And people look at that team and nobody would say great team.
It's true.
Four Super Bowls in a row, but they didn't win one Super Bowl. Wide right. And so, but then you have like Seattle went to 2 in a row and won the playoffs this year. It's hard to go
and
to
they
back.
Should have won that one.
And they should have won that one and they choked that one away. Good play call. But it's
the refs took one away and they took one away of their own. For the Seahawks,
yeah, but it's a tough. I hate when people say that. What you should say is, yeah, they can be competitive for the next 4 or 5 years. They're set to be competitive, but getting to the Super Bowl it's hard. A bad break here, a bad call here, bad play. That's all it takes. Say you have an interception on 4th and long, and you intercept it. And you're already up by 9 points, and you would have had the ball. Even if you knocked it down, it would have been better because you might have had the ball at the 40-yard line with the greatest running back of our generation in the backfield with great backup. So up by 9, with 6 minutes left, you intercept, say, Tom Brady. And you intercept and you start running, and then you fumble the ball and give him another set of downs and lose the game. Say something like that could cost you a chance to win the Super Bowl. Am I right?
That's awesome. I know you're pissing off somebody somewhere, and that's awesome.
No, I'm pissing off myself. I'm talking about the Chargers, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, no, that game, you've never brought that one up before.
No, it's something that, because I'm pretty good about letting things go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is one game I just said, you know what? Because, I'm looking at a picture of Lorenzo Neal. Played for the Chargers. He's a big Lost fan, I guess. We got to get him on the show, the podcast, because I've given up on Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel can go to hell. And so I'm going to try and get Lorenzo Neal on there. And I don't want to talk about Lost with him. I'm going to ask him about that game. That game.
So, old bait and switch. Like, we want you on to talk about Lost. Yeah. We don't Lost. Have football.
Yeah, but
who cares?
Before we have you on there, we're big football fans, big Charger fans. Hey, how did you get over that game that I still haven't gotten
still
over?
I haven't. I drink every night.
In 9 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's risky. Like, you bring that up with him. And what if he says something like, I've never gotten over it.
Then you say, okay,
myself to sleep every night.
And they you hear some sobbing on the other end. You say, okay, what did you think about the ending of Lost? Did you like it? Then he goes, no, that was worse than the game. Anyway, anything else going on, Dale, we should know about? You're going to San Diego soon?
Yep.
Oh, you are? Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to, I'm not going to San Diego. I'm going to LAX and then... I'm going to see my mom. She's in a different rehab place. And then she just celebrated her 83rd birthday.
Wow.
And my dad just celebrated his 87th.
87.
So going to go back there and spend some time with my mom and my dad.
That's actually
couple of days.
That's pretty good. Both your parents are in their 80s.
That
means that's good news for you, right?
Well,
if you stay up ladders.
Well, I feel like Dale's lived a different life than his parents.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
He's maybe lived life a little bit harder than his parents.
You think you have a chance to get into the 80s?
What's that?
You think you have a chance to get in the 80s?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You think about it.
It's only 30 years from now. Yeah.
No, you'd be 80 in 27 years.
27
Not
years.
Not even 27 years, because it's already February.
Yeah.
So 26 and a half years, you will be...
Not a problem.
80. You think you got it?
Oh, I think I got that covered. No problem.
I don't know if I have it or not. I think I got 70. I think I can get 70 for sure, but 80?
I don't know.
80?
Yeah.
The advances in modern medicine, we can drag you into 80.
Modern medicine. I'm just hoping for the big titty nurse to come by and, all right, get that vial of cocaine out. All right, I'm going to snort some cocaine off your titties. I mean, come on. I'm in my 80s. What are they
going to do? I'm pretty sure Medicare covers this.
I'm pretty sure it's legal.
I checked Obamacare, it is okay. It is approved to have cocaine spread over a big woman's titties.
Push them in both sides of my cheeks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Motorboat.
I'm thinking this is not just this is a fantasy, isn't it?
No, it's the way it should be. It should be. We should be fucking taking care of our elderly. They fucking, lived as long as they have.
Any way they can.
That's right. I'd bring in the big titty nurses for them, cocaine off their, it's a little bit too much for their heart. Hey, what a way to go. I mean, he lived a good life.
Well, you no longer have to pay out their Social Security, right?
Well, there you go.
So your plan is saving money. You're saving money for the taxpayer. The initial investment.
Or for my cocaine off some big tits when I get older.
The initial investments, it costs you money for the cocaine, and you got to bring it, you got to find a woman. You probably have to pay her.
Sure, well,
do that. So that costs money. But if that person.
Lady of the night, maybe.
So if that person was going to live another 20 years, it's worth paying the money up front because you're saving money over the next 19, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There you go, Dale.
There you go.
You've saved Social Security.
That's right.
You've saved it.
That's right. Hard drugs. Once you hit 80, you get to do all the hard drugs you want.
These people have been living too long.
You may not live to be 81, but that's all right. That's okay.
It saves us money.
It's right. A good idea.
It does. Instead of soaking
that's
the
what Social Security
system
was
for another 10 or 15 years.
When they first got Social Security, it was never intended for people to live this long,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Exactly. Let's just do cocaine when we hit 80 and then see what happens.
My heart. Ah!
So there'll be a special cocaine reserve with Social Security.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think just solved Social Security here, guys.
I want this nurse with this vial. All right.
So all these years they've been trying to figure out a way to save it, and Dell figured out a way to save it in just a minute.
Right. Hard drugs.
Just just some tits and blow.
That's right. There you go.
Anyway, so you come back Friday, Jay?
Yeah, I come back Friday, and then I'll hopefully be home for a little while.
For just a little while?
There's a ski trip, a work ski trip.
Ski trip? You've never been skiing, have you?
No, that's kind of like a work thing.
Is it possible if you go on this trip that someone could... I have a GoPro. Can they hook a GoPro?
I just picture Jay as being like this runaway snowboard.
I wouldn't do a snowboard. I wouldn't do it. That's too fast. But
maybe I shouldn't have dressed from head to toe in polyester. Ah! Oh, it's slippery! Holy shit! Ah!
Tree! Oh,
I'm falling! I'm falling! Tree.
I just see George of the jungle. George of the jungle.
That's a triple diamond. You're going down.
Now I'll take is it the bunny slopes? I'll do the bunny slopes.
You can't go down the bunny slopes because if you fall down the bunny slopes, you look like a fool.
That's fine. Like I don't care. Like
where's the ski trip at?
It's Tahoe, I think.
Oh,
Tahoe.
Nice.
Okay, nice Tahoe's nice.
Oh, man. You got your choice of North Star, Alpine Meadows, Squaw Valley.
I think we did North Star, right?
We did North Star. What's the other one? Oh, hell. Alpine Meadows is really good.
I think North Star is the one where I went down I was going down the Black Diamond, and I went down this thing, and I went off I went down there, and it was like pure ice, and hit the ice with poof.
Yep.
One ski went one way, one ski went the other way. Both poles went flying out of my hand. And I'm just spinning all the way down the thing.
Get down in a hurry.
Yeah, it was fun.
I remember those trips, but as long as we didn't die, it was fun.
It was fun.
It was like fucking go
I might
for
be
it.
A little more timid now But I wouldn't be Jay timid.
I don't think. Well,
because you'd probably be timid, right, Jay?
Like what? What do you mean?
You'd like be afraid.
I wouldn't be afraid. I'm just gonna be cautious. I'm a cautious person.
See, again, this is where alcohol and hard drugs come in handy. You you get really drunk, and then you don't feel anything.
That's what I'm saying. I'd probably prefer to do the boozing after the skiing. Probably.
A little bit of cocaine gets you jacked up. Oh yeah, I could do that. You're invincible.
Well, I remember
go out there and go for it.
My first one, I didn't do bunny slopes. I said no, I'm going straight up to the top. Now I fell like 3 or 4 or 5 times, but once I got the hang of it,
yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Good times.
I've been skiing like 15 years. Easily 50. Might have been even longer.
But I don't know if I'm going to go because, it's staying away from the wife and kids just to go to a ski trip. It's not the best.
Take your wife with you.
Well, then I have to pay for it if I take her.
God, you cheap bastard.
That's expensive.
You can find someone to watch your kid.
Wow. Okay.
What is a plane ticket and then lodging and? I think this is work only. It's supposed to be like a work kind of.
So someday you're going to be in your 40s.
How much work are you guys going to actually be doing at a ski resort? Come on.
Well, it's not. It's like a bonding thing. It's not like work.
Come on.
How much would it?
Get the barmaid with the big titties and the cocaine. Come on.
You could probably get a ticket at.
Oh, this is for work. I'm sucking one up for the team.
The hotel would probably. It's what's $1,000 to go out there and have a good time.
Yeah. No, we got possibly Puerto Rico if the Nico virus doesn't kill us.
Puerto Rico?
Yeah. The Colleen's friend is getting married in Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's right. I remember that,
but now with that Nico virus thing, we'll have to see how that goes or whatever Nico that virus. Have you seen that virus? That's like shrinking kids' brains in the womb.
Just wear a mask.
Yeah, it's a mosquito bite that gets.
I get it. I get it. Put some off on.
Sure. That'll yeah. So
why there was one woman was talking about it, and she went down there. She was 6 months pregnant, and she goes, "Yeah, I went down there, and I had to come back and get it." I go, "Well, why'd you go down there?"
I was saying, it's scary. It's scary to think.
Why would you go down?
Because they're saying, like, if you get it, you can't get pregnant for 2 years. That's crazy.
Well, you can go. Right?
It's her friend's wedding. I'm not going to go and be like, that's weird.
Well, you say, Colleen would have come, but we want to have another child. Yeah, go ahead and turn the fan on. Which one? It's one of those. Wrong one.
So we got trips planned, but
all right,
can't just be spending money willy nilly.
So you should have said something because now it sounds like you didn't want to go skiing with Colleen there.
Wow,
no, it's just
what is Colleen? Because
I want to be home with my family. That's
does Colleen know how to? Does she know how to ski?
I don't know. I don't know if she has ever skied. Or not.
What?
Have you? It's not something she like says. Let's go skiing.
What? Are you not married to this person?
How long have you been together?
What?
But she's never brought it up. Like, so I don't think.
How long have you been together?
8 years. Yeah, 8 years.
And the conversation never came up saying, hey, you ever went skiing?
No, surprisingly enough.
It's never come up.
No, that one has. Maybe it has. I just forget, basically. I
if it's not a toy, if not Coca-Cola's secret formula, you don't remember anything.
That's not true. I know a lot of things, but that's not
one of them. I know a lot of things. I'm not going to Puerto Rico without her. I don't know, Jay. I don't know.
And then we got Comic-Con. Comic-Con's expensive. That's like dropping $3,000 right there.
Yeah, Comic-Con's a waste. Anyway. Oh, I love Comic-Con. I'm sorry. All those people who can't get tickets just flipped me off, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, man. I've been trying to get there for a decade, motherfucker.
I lived there for 40 years and didn't go when I lived there.
Fuck you.
And they used to beg people to come to it. Hey, come to Comic-Con, please. Come to Comic-Con. I go, that's where all the geeks go. I'm not going there.
Closet of geek.
The nerds go there. Well, you couldn't go there. I mean, you'd be
labeled.
If I went there and say the Union Tribune.
The next day, people are like rolling you for your lunch money.
Oh, my God. They target on my head. There's no way. I grew up in rough part of San Diego.
So maybe the people at home could weigh in on the whole traveling for work thing. How do they balance it with the home life?
Well, it's tough, but I'm just saying a ski trip is actually pretty cool. No pun intended.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
But that one's almost harder because it's not like I'm going to go because I have to go for work.
You can take me.
Yeah, why would I take you?
Because I know how to ski.
I know you know how to ski, but this is like with all of my coworkers. So you're just going to be like a weird, odd old guy there?
I couldn't hang out with your coworkers? Are they just too, I work for Google, screw you?
I mean, it's just
so you're saying the Google.
I don't know if you're cool enough. That's what I'm saying.
So the Google. So the Google people are up. I can't imagine anyone working for Google is cool.
There's some great people.
Oh, I'm sure there's some great people.
But yeah, Scott was cool. Scott was on our show.
He was cool. Yeah, he was cool. But well, he knows you. He likes you. So that's a notch. That knocks him down a notch.
He's currently planning his revenge. Did I tell you what he did to the other guy?
No, why don't you explain what you guys did
so,
to him?
We talked a little bit about on the Binge Watch show because Scott was on the show. And so when we moved into our new office and his desk is right next between his whatever, same role as him and then me, where he's in between it. So I said we should do something. We should prank him before he comes back to his desk. So then came up with the idea we should move his desk into the bathroom and set it up like his desk is in the bathroom. So
you stole the plot from The Office.
Yeah, it's an office move. So we picked up his desk, moved it into the bathroom. At the previous old office, he had a Bull Durham poster and some other pictures. So we put that up in the bathroom. We set up his computer monitors, his pen holder, everything. So it was like a recreation of his desk at the previous office in the men's restroom on the floor. So then when he came back, he was kind of just like, I thought my desk, it was just an empty space right next to my desk. And he was like, I thought my desk was next to you. I was like, nah, they must have moved it
somewhere else. How long was he gone for?
He was gone for a week.
A week. So he already forgot where his desk was after.
No, he knew.
I know he listened.
He knew where it was. He said, I thought it was next to you. I was like, nah, they must have moved it. So he looked around because basically like they had everybody's name in their desk space so you could find where your desk was and set it up. So he like looked around for like 2-3 minutes, and then finally someone said, you should go look in the bathroom. so then he went in there, and you know, he took it like a champ.
I saw the video. It's actually pretty funny.
But so in his in response, he has begun his revenge, and the other person, his name's Joe, he created a plaque in remembrance of him above the urinal. And he dedicated the urinal to him. So it's a wood engraved like of his portrait, and it's hung above the urinal. And he put a quote.
So every time you pee,
you see his face.
You see Joe's face.
But it has this quote. And hold on, I took a picture of it. Let me send it to you. But he like mounted it onto the wall. So I don't know. I know he's going to be doing whatever he's going to do to me probably while I'm gone, because I've been gone for 2 weeks. I haven't been to the main office.
Yeah.
So we will see what happens. But no, I'm sending it to you right now.
It's probably already done, right?
I would guess. Well, actually, no. He's in Iowa right now with the caucuses. He's helping.
Oh, okay.
With that, since he has a political background, but it's I had a pony when I was a little girl in Poland. We all had ponies. My sister had a pony. My cousin had a pony. He was a beautiful pony, and I loved him, Joe.
That's from Seinfeld.
Is that from? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a picture of the black.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's kind of fun.
Great. In the office. And the old lady, I had a pony.
Who knew?
Come on! Everybody's so poor. What?
She's an immigrant. I don't have a pony.
Well, why would they even come to this country if they got a pony?
Yeah. Why come here and be poor?
Seems to me you're leaving a nice place. You got your own pony.
Get a pony.
Cool.
My little pony. So are you nervous? You think it could be worse than this, or?
I mean, I don't know. He's
it looks like he shed no expense. I mean, this isn't some cheap thing that he just did. You know, it looks like he had it done.
You know, he's done well for himself, so he can definitely has the economic reserves to pull something off.
Because we know if Jay had to do it, it would have been a cardboard piece of cardboard with a handwritten thing on.
Well, I did my prank. I moved his.
I'm
desk
saying
into the back.
If you would have come up with this idea,
two thumbtacks holding it up, you know?
So scotch tape, it would fall inside the urinal cake.
Well, again, in fairness to Scott, he's not married and he doesn't have kids, so he has a little bit of extra.
He
doesn't have kids. Oh, I have kids, and you have kid. And you have a wife. So it's not like you keep saying kids. You have kid.
Does it not like, count?
It's not like you're the Dugars and you have like 19,000 kids counting. Oh 18 that you'll claim right now.
Yeah, exactly. Look how that turned out for them.
Oh, they're making a comeback.
Oh, are they?
I don't know.
Nothing works better than sexual repression. Am I right?
It does. Don't ask. What is it? Don't ask. Just say no. Yeah. Oh, that was drugs, right?
Yeah.
Hey, have you started Narcos yet?
No, I have not. I'm going to start it when I get back. Dale, well, actually, I've had some time this week.
Dale, you have Netflix. Have you watched Narcos?
Which one?
Narcos?
No.
No? I told you to watch it.
I haven't.
You have Netflix.
It.
What have you been watching on Netflix?
Have you watched
Always Sunny?
Really.
Have you always watched Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I used to.
It's your show.
When it was on regularly, yeah.
Well, yesterday, it's funny because it's election day in Iowa today? Or they have the caucus going in Iowa?
Mm-hmm. Get your head out of the gutter, Dale.
Do what?
So get your head out of the gutter, Dale. That's not what the caucus really is.
Why do the small states get to decide everything first?
I don't know.
I mean, it depends on Iowa, New Hampshire. I'm not thinking about Iowa, New Hampshire. It's both great places, but shouldn't it start like in New York and California, where the people live?
Where the most populous states. Yes.
Now let's start. Oh, if I don't finish third in Iowa, I'm done.
Well, I think it comes to what else do they have to do in New Hampshire and Ohio? So like you have to give them something, right? So that's
I get that, but it just seems this country's so backwards. And again, Iowa and New Hampshire, great states, great people, great states. I love them all.
But I'm sarcastic.
I'm being 100%.
I can see the sarcasm on your face.
Serious. I know people from Iowa and I know people from New Hampshire. They're all perfect. They're perfect. They're Americans. They're just like us. They're all part of the march.
Maybe that's
through,
why. It's just like he got a whole bunch of just
only a lot less of them, right?
But I'm just saying it should be okay. If I don't finish at least third, that's why you had Jeb Bush was attacking Marco Rubio because he had to finish at least third. He wasn't going after Trump or Cruz. He was going after Marco Rubio. And so I go, you know why? Because he has to have a good place in Iowa. Or people go, oh no, he lost Iowa.
He's done.
Sure, there's 49 other states.
Stick a fork in them.
There's 49 other states, but if I can't put my money behind someone that lost Iowa, and then you have New Hampshire again. It could have been Wyoming, and I would have said the same thing. It could have been
it's
North
Wyoming.
Dakota.
Wyoming.
It could have been Wyoming or whatever.
Wyoming.
What do you say it is?
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
It's not Wyoming. Who says Wyoming?
Well, all of us do.
Then you sound like a damn fool when you say it like that.
Wyoming. Fuck you.
Wyoming.
It's Wyoming. Ing.
I'm gonna disagree with you.
Whatever.
So say,
bite me.
So people go. Okay. People go to North Dakota, South Dakota. Even I would even say North Carolina. If it was North Carolina, people said, can't swear to be lost North Carolina. I think you need to start with a big state.
March, right?
Whatever it is. But by the time they get there, by the time they get to the bigger states, they already know who they're gonna pick. It doesn't matter anymore. That's my whole point.
Come on, think about all our selections, anyways. It fucking doesn't matter anyway.
I'm choosing none of the above.
You pretty much you might you
now
might
be careful
just
here.
Like,
we don't want to get people mad.
You
I've
might as well check the box off
that
says we're fucked for another 4 years. Really?
Well, we are.
We are.
Seriously, I look at all the choices and I'm like going, nope, ain't liking any of them.
Well, I mean, if you just look at it from
I'm thinking,
standpoint, right? Look at the deficit.
I'm thinking Bernie Sanders. Because he might die in office, and then the vice president takes over. So you know, pick somebody cool.
Who does he pick?
You know, I don't know. That's
you're hoping the nurse with the big tits.
That's exactly. And she's got a vial of cocaine. She's got my vote. Woohoo!
Two big tits in every garage.
It's probably what's going to kill Bernie Sanders.
That's a campaign promise I can get
80.
Behind.
80. I get my free tits and cocaine.
Two
he's
big
got that
tits
going
in every
him.
Garage. You know? Sign me up! I'm from Wyoming.
There you go.
I don't. I think
it doesn't sound
right. I think it's wrong. It's Wyoming.
Yeah, it's exactly. Wyoming.
No. Wyoming. Nobody says it that way.
Yes, they do. That's how
no,
it's
they
said.
Don't.
I'm from
no,
Wyoming.
They don't.
That's how they say it.
Okay, fine.
Wyoming.
Let's get somebody from Wyoming to
as of now, we're like Iowa right now. There's three of us here. Two of us say it's Wyoming. So
it must be.
your vote doesn't even count.
That's right. Doesn't even count.
By the wayside.
You don't matter.
You don't even get to go to New Hampshire.
That's
you're
quite
out.
Possibly the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
No tits or cocaine for you.
Look, I didn't make up this thing where Iowa gets to vote first. Why are you saying it's the dumbest shit ever? I didn't pick this.
No, I'm saying you and this whole Wyoming.
Why is it that they get to go first every fucking year? Why is that?
I think because they have all the corn. Is that what it is? So it's like you want popcorn in your movie theaters?
That's right.
We get to vote first.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Now seriously, we're just joking. We're all Americans. We just that's what we do. We
oh,
joke
we're joking?
Here. Oh. I'm not joking about I say most things wrong though. So it doesn't but if Dell and I are on the same page.
All right, yeah. let's say this. All right, let's take politics out of it. Let's not, kind of show our cards here. But who do you think ends up winning? Both party. Who wins in each party?
God, I don't know. Well, it depends on who wins today in New Hampshire.
So it's the point. It's like, who do you think is going to win each?
Well, Sanders is going to probably win New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to have a close second here. But then it goes to the South, and I don't think he's popular in the South. So mm-hmm. I think Clinton will...
Well, I think Democrats aren't popular in the South just in general.
But it's just Democrats voting. So
sure.
I think Clinton has the machine in the South. She's from the South.
But she had the machine last time and lost to Barry Obama.
Well, because Obama got the press on his side.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like Hillary.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't like Hillary.
No, and her fucking scandalous email bullshit doesn't go away. So,
well, she's got some luggage. She's got some dirty laundry, yeah. Hanging out.
And Bill Clinton used to be, he used to be cool to hang around with. Now he's just like, I don't know. He's just like this old guy,
He's old.
No, but I mean, he's like, he's lost any kind. He's
okay.
He lost his pizzazz.
Okay, I'm gonna say this. You could say he lost his pizzazz. You and Bill Clinton walk into a room. Who do the women come to?
Oh, Bill Clinton.
Come on.
I'm saying.
Wait a minute. Do I have a big titty nurse with cocaine on her titty?
That big titty nurse would go to fucking Bill.
Sorry, Dale. We're going to take the cocaine over
here.
Ah,
fuck.
You'd be sitting in the corner just going, why did I bring Bill?
Bill would go, it's okay, Dale.
I'm sorry,
I brought my own cocaine. Sorry, Dale. You can have some of mine.
Sorry, Dale.
You want
all right, so final guess on the Democrat side. Who do you think wins?
I'm going to say,
I personally like Bernie Sanders better than I like Hillary Clinton.
I would I
don't think he's got enough to pull it off.
I was hoping Biden would get into it.
Yeah,
For whatever reason, I kind of like Biden.
Yeah. He's
tried the hair
no
plugs.
No nonsense guy.
He tried the hair plugs. It didn't work.
Yeah.
I got to respect him for at least trying.
Yeah. But he says it how it is. Sometimes he pisses
and he
people
butchers,
off.
He probably says Wyoming.
Yeah, he probably does.
But says Wyoming. I'm sure he does.
I'm all in favor of Dale's plan for the big titties and cocaine.
He's probably like that. And on the Republican side, I like John Kucinich. Over the rest, but
we're gonna save even more money. We're gonna make it eligible for people who are 75.
And before people get mad, there's nobody I agree with. There's none of them I go, I'm 100%. There's nobody in the world I agree with 100%. But some of the things they like, I go, I could get into that. I can get in that.
But it's right crazy. Now, like the most extremes, I think on both sides are kind of the popular.
And right
people.
Now, I just can't. Because I was talking to my dad about it. I go, yeah, I would vote for Biden probably.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't bug me. I mean, he was when he was in the Senate. He drove. He went. Took the train home every day back to Connecticut. He didn't stay in Washington. Family guy. I think his son dying. I think that did a lot. I just think it messed him up. But he's probably looking. He's probably looking now. Goes, yeah. I probably should have ran. I mean, it's his last chance. He's not.
Basically,
He's in his 60s, right?
I don't know how old he is, but I mean, he's not running though. So it's just. So you think Clinton? It's a Clinton.
Bernie Sanders, for whatever reason, has all the young people's vote.
He does.
Because I do find it funny because for the last 15 since Bush was young, but they always said, oh, look at all the McCain, the Republicans, all these old guys,
old white guys, yeah.
Old white guys. Well, when you look at the Democratic Party, it's old white people. So it's kind of just reversed. But for whatever reason, Bernie Sanders has the young vote.
Mm-hmm.
He has the young
speaking
people.
Speaking to the youth.
He's speaking to the youth. They're excited about him. But I think Clinton has the machine. And I think she'll take New York and she'll take California.
Do you think Trump ends up winning the Republican Party, or does it destroy it?
Agree with people that say that Trump doesn't want it. That Trump that got into this just, you know, because he had an ego and wanted to do something, and then all of a sudden he was leading in the polls, and he went. It's almost like Ross Perot. If you guys remember Ross Perot, Ross Perot probably would.
But
have
so
won
do you buy into the theory, the conspiracy theory that was part of the Clinton machine?
That she's using it to.
Well, that Perot was part of the Clinton machine. The original Clinton machine.
Perot was. It's not a theory. Perot didn't like George Sr. He was mad at George Sr. because Reagan did something, and George said, "No, he's my friend. I'll go tell him." And Ross Perot didn't like the answer, even though George was being a stand. It wasn't his decision. But he was, as vice president, he says, no, I'll tell him, Mr. President. I'll go tell him. So he was so pissed off at George Bush for not backing him up on this thing that he had no control over. That's why he got in the election.
Nice guy.
So anyway, but because he never wanted to be
president. But I don't see anybody stopping Trump. I'm sorry, but.
Well, I see Trump stopping Trump.
Yeah. but
actually, if he hasn't stopped himself yet, I don't know what.
You just have. There's so many people on both sides that are angry. You could have, seriously, if Bernie Sanders doesn't get the nomination, you could see him going as independent, couldn't you?
Sure.
Which would completely screw the Democrats if.
If Trump splits the party and there's four.
Trump doesn't get the nomination, he could go independent. So you'd have four people running, and then it would go down to what, the Senate, or the Senate would have to decide, or the House, whatever it comes down to.
Something like that, yeah.
So, really, I haven't really been paying that much attention to it. But I really don't.
It's too early.
I hate saying this, but I'm to the point in my life, I don't care. I will vote, and I will vote for someone, because I feel I have the right.
At this point, it's like, well, there's 2020.
Because none of them really speak to me. None of them are really saying anything that's really going, hey, that's what I want to get behind.
You know what it is? It's because you're in your 50s now. You're in the tweener stage. You're not the old, angry, white guy, and you're not like the young, hip, cool kid that wants all the free stuff. So you're like, you're in the tweener stage.
But I never got free stuff.
I know, it's a joke.
So I know what you're saying, but I never got it.
The stereotype here.
I know, but I'm just, the young people, the whole joke where they go, wait a minute, who's this guy? Who's FICA? And suddenly they realize, they get upset. But no, I'd hate to turn this into political, but I just don't really care.
All right. Well,
and I know I should care.
Well, we should care about this fantastic emails that we got sent to us.
Yes, we have some.
Because this is a advice show. So the basis of it is the advice that you send into us, whether it's relationship or other. We are here to talk about it.
Except for people in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Wyoming.
Wyoming!
You know, it probably is Wyoming.
It's not probably.
You know what?
No.
I'll tell you what. In 2020, I'm going to run for president. No, I'm going to move to Wyoming.
Wyoming!
And we're going to put a hyphen over the end of end of Wyoming.
And I'm going to run for governor of Wyoming. And my first thing is change it to Wyoming.
That's right. We don't enunciate the last part of this.
You know what? I'm just going to call it Y.
Why?
Why? Where did they get the name? Where did it come from?
Wyoming?
Where did they get it from?
I don't know. Google it.
Sounds Indian, right?
Could be, yeah.
How did Wyoming get its name?
Again, Siri doesn't know what Wyoming is.
This on the web for how did Wyoming get its name?
Hey, she said Wyoming.
She said Wyoming.
Because it's repeating what you said.
It spelled it right out when
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
That's not how it's fucking said.
So that's four people that have it
no,
right.
No, it's though. Not.
Okay, there's a beautiful story behind the naming of this place. See, they won't even say it because they can't say it right.
That's right.
Naming of this place. In such a manner, in short, it can be understood that the Indians, those who used to live in the place earlier, had named it. So I was right.
Right.
Lovely world called Wyoming means beautiful meadows.
Right.
The word has taken recommend to Michawiming. It might be Ing because it says anyway. For Indians, the name means Great Plains. Huh. Okay, so it was an Indian name. So there
you have it.
So I'm right.
And in the language, they didn't say Ing in Indian
language.
They
said Wyoming.
Sure. Right. All right. Well, let's get to the emails here, Jack. Which one do you want to start off with?
It's TP, not TPing.
That's right.
So dumb.
Hey, I would like. I have you ever seen that show, Buying Property in like places like Wyoming?
Oh yeah, it's like insane.
I would love to live there. Have a big old spread out there. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, am I starting it?
You're starting because you have two. I have one.
Okay, so which one am I starting with? Do I start with Tommy?
Sure.
All right. So if I remember, Tommy sent an email about, you know, what can he do to get the opposite sex to see or view him sexually or want to actually date versus just kind of being...
Pronounce Wyoming.
So Jack and Dale.
Hold on a second. That's an icebreaker.
He no, walks the street corner with a big sign going, I'm looking for a date. He's a sign flipper.
There you go.
Yeah. Date me. God. Sorry. Go ahead.
Are you sleeping over there, Jay? You seem...
Come on!
No, you guys keep interrupting me.
Read it! Fuck!
Jeez,
First of all...
I got Dale upset.
Let me thank you for your thoughtful insight regarding my problem.
I thought you were talking to us.
With the possible exception of Dale's advice to hire a hooker.
Yeah, that was
That
was terrible advice.
It's not terrible advice.
It was horrible.
But you're still getting laid, so you know what? But
that's not the point of his email.
Well, it's the point. It's the point of every man to get laid, so there you go.
Women don't like to be laid?
I also want to thank the listeners for their input as well as comment on a few of the issues that have been raised during this discussion. First, let's restate what the problem is. The difficulty I have is not in meeting women, talking to them, or anything along those lines. The difficulty is getting them to look at me in a romantic way. So as much as I understand a listener's temptation to simply reiterate the put yourself out there type of advice, the reason I was reticent to receive it was because I knew it didn't fully address the particulars of my situation. I should say also that I myself have tried going outside the box to solve things. I've tried online dating, which has resulted in me going on zero dates because no girls I messaged ever responded. I even tried going down the Tinder route, only matched with one girl after going through hundreds, and after messaging her to say hi, she immediately unmatched us. I've been told by many people that this issue is only in my head. It isn't. Not when you can't even get a girl to message you back on a site that everyone is on because, in theory, they want to find the love of their life, especially not when this has gone on for over a decade. I know I'm not Brad Pitt, but I don't consider myself a bad looking guy either. And yes, Jack, I dress just fine. I know for a fact I have a lot to offer. I just can't figure out why very few other people seem to see that too. Let's address the other issue brought up, confidence. I have had a lot of conversations with friends of mine where they basically attack me over the subject by saying in so many words that all of this is my fault simply because I do not know show confidence that girls would be interested in me romantically. Here's my question. Why would I? I've spent over a decade without a single girl showing me an iota of interest. Can you imagine what that does to someone's psyche? After that, expecting that there's a good chance any random girl would be interested in me sexually would not be a showing of confidence, but rather unrealistic arrogance. I think I'm a great guy that a girl really would love to be with, but when you've gone this long without that feeling being reciprocated in any way, I don't think you're being unconfident by questioning that. I think you're endeavoring to be as realistic as possible. Throughout all of this, we're left with... We're left with the same basic issue. For whatever reason, girls do not look at me as someone who has a sexual component to them. They think I'm a smart guy, a funny guy, an intelligent guy, but for some reason, the idea of looking at me as someone who perhaps they could date is nowhere on the spectrum. Until the reason for this is found, I'll just keep spinning in circles. And no amount of, dare I say it, putting myself out there will help. Tomorrow I could go out and meet 1,000 girls for the first time, and I would bet any amount of money that they will all agree that they thought I was a great person who had a lot to offer, and that zero of them looked at me in anything that began to resemble a romantic light. Thanks again, Tommy. So thoughts?
I'm stumped on this one. Dale?
But he kind of confirmed the confidence thing for me where he's saying he's not showing it. He's admitted he doesn't do it because he lacks it because he's had 10 years of
quote-unquote
rejection.
Is he setting his sights too high? That maybe the signs are there and he's ignoring this. You know how you...
Yeah, he could be oblivious to signs.
It could be right in front of your face.
Yeah.
But you're looking at it going, nah, I could do better.
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say? But maybe you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be nice about this.
Well, you know,
over time of our lives has gone, hey, I really like this girl. And she goes, but she likes you as a friend. Yeah, you're funny. Yeah, you're fun to be around. But yeah, I don't find you sexually attractive.
Mm-hmm.
What are you shaking your head for, Dale? I know that's happened to you a lot of times.
No, I don't have anything to say. I he didn't like my hooker and cocaine idea.
Something that he wanted to do.
But my health care will kick in at age 80, so you know you got that going for you.
No, but could that be it? Because like you said, he did confirm the lack of confidence, but that could be it. That sometimes you could have the perfect girl in front of you, but you might not think that. You're still thinking, oh, I could do better.
You can have somebody that's like giving you signs, but you're so in your head that you haven't had a girl show interest in 10 years that you aren't even seeing it. It could be right in front of you. And you're
right, because there's a lot of things in life that are mental. I mean, we get this block in our head that we can't, you know, it happens to anybody in any walk of life that sometimes, you know, all of a sudden you can't do something because you have this mental block in your head. I think maybe it's been so long that he's...
You think it's mental?
I'm just saying he's not seeing it. There's no way if you saw met 1,000 girls and they all found you funny and interesting that one of them wouldn't find you sexually attractive. But you have it in your mind that you're right off the bat.
Yeah, right off the way. He's shooting that down. He said there's no way.
No, because you've already got your mental. So that's your block.
So I think
they're sending you signals. You're you're not seeing.
Well, I think unconsciously he puts that out there that he's not available.
Right.
You know?
Maybe he put. He could be putting up a wall himself saying, you know, he might not even know he's doing it. And women are, you know, nobody wants to be embarrassed.
Right.
You know, a lot of people like, you know, they don't go, they're not putting out the signals because you're putting up a signal maybe you're putting up a signal, a negative signal in a way.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a professional. I'm not a professional, you know, psychologist or whatever, but to me, we do put out signals. Like, you know, some people like, how many times does someone come up to you? Are you in a bad mood? You go, no. But I get that all the time. But I go, no, I'm not in a bad mood. Usually people know when I'm in a bad mood. But I get it all the time because people go, all right. Because a lot of times I'm just thinking of something. My mind's going somewhere else. I could be in the conversation, but I don't want to say I'm not listening to you, but I'm not listening to you. my mind is doing.
I don't want to say I'm not listening to you, but I'm not listening to you.
You know, so sometimes you're like going, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I was thinking of something. You know, you don't want to say that, but maybe he's thinking, oh, I like this girl, but she's not going to like me. And so maybe he puts on his facial expressions, or maybe he's doing something that's sending a negative signal out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Just keep plugging away. I mean,
maybe he needs to go and go talk to a professional. And maybe
pay a professional.
No.
And
he
you know,
he doesn't want to do that.
Well, you know what? You get your rocks off, you feel better the next day. I mean, you know, you'll sleep like a rock afterwards.
I think he's looking for more than that. And you're sending him down
the what? The road of drugs and prostitution?
Exactly.
What's wrong with that road? It sometimes works out for it.
It's probably to him, it'd be an empty field.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay. You know, sometimes. Right. He's not looking for that. He said right in the start of the email. So I think,
yes, no, Dale, that's not right.
And, you know, go to a psychologist or something like that and just tell and someone professional and say, you know, maybe you are doing something. You have to be doing something that's turning people off. If you're funny, witty, good looking, there's no reason. I would take that bet. If you're doing everything positive, there's no way 1,000 girls that not one of them would go, hey, you want to go have dinner? You know, there's just no way.
Yep.
There's someone for everyone.
Hey, handsome, I have a vial of cocaine and big titty.
Woo-hoo! Let's go now.
No, but to Jack's point, like it's I agree. I think it's his mental state saying that. He would bet money that out of 1,000, if he was sitting in front of 1,000, not even one would want to go out with him or
that's on
him or have sex with him, whatever it is.
Well, and I obviously think that was just an exaggeration on his part, but the way that
it shows the mental state, right? And that projects. Exactly. That projects. Like, if you're thinking that in your head, you may not think that's showing or coming to the surface, but it does. It does.
I was listening to a radio show today, and they were saying that they were talking about performance, like a basketball player shooting free throws or a tennis player or something like that. Mm-hmm. They said that studies have showed that if you mentally prepare for it, it's almost better than practicing.
Yeah.
Because if you practice something, and they said like a tennis stroke and or a golf stroke and you're doing it wrong, well, anyone that's played any kind of sport, done anything, like if I say Wyoming, there's no way I'm going to ever go to saying Wyoming.
Right.
It's never going to happen because that's just the way I do it. But they said if you practice in your mind mentally, it's better than practicing it by yourself the wrong way.
Yeah.
So you need to get yourself.
See how that worked out for Tiger Woods?
Made more money than
all. Yeah, that's just true.
Still considered one of the greatest golfers ever. But no,
that's just true.
But they say if you do it, but his things have been injured.
Yeah, and see, and he fucked up because he went out and got horrors. So you know, so
anyway, so what the conclusion was, and they did studies of this, and they showed people that had did mentally and people that practiced, and the people that did it mentally just practiced themselves for a half hour. Practicing free throws or practicing doing their golf swing mentally did better than the people that
didn't
practiced it.
Right.
So you need to get yourself in a mental state where you go, okay, today I'm finding someone today. And you may not find that person today, but you'll go, everything's mental. I mean, there's mental blocks.
Yeah.
I think you're projecting that out to people. People can you can look at people sometimes.
You've got something that's negatively turning off.
It's been 10 years, you said. So you have 10 years of anger built up and frustration, and it's coming through your personality.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it's coming through.
Yeah,
you're putting up a block because you don't want to get hurt, and you're putting that block up, and people aren't willing to take a chance because nobody wants to get hurt. So that girl that might be interested in you is like going.
Oh, nice guy and everything, but
now I don't know.
Something's not quite there. Yeah,
so I'm not taking that risk.
I'm not going to take a chance, a risk on getting hurt. Yeah,
I'm going to Iowa. That's what I'm doing.
And after that, I'm going to move to New Hampshire.
Anyway, that's just my theory.
Right, I think it's
take it for what it's worth. I mean, the listeners probably have better advice than me, but
the listeners at home definitely.
At this point, I think that going to talk to someone would not be a bad thing.
Yep. Agreed.
You, Dell? Just talking to someone, Dell.
Well, you could pay for that, too.
Okay. All right. My next one is, okay. Hey, guys. So I'm a hairy dude. It's fine when I go to the beach because I can just trim my chest hair. For spring break this year, I'm going to Cancun. I think it's going to be a wild and fun time. But I'm a little worried. Do you think a girl I hook up will care that I have a hairy ass? I can trim the pubes, but don't even know what what to do safety about the ass. Any advice? So what do you do about a hairy ass, Dale?
I don't know what to tell you about
a hairy ass.
I don't know that women find that attractive.
You don't think
women do you have sex with that like go and analyze your asshole? Like I don't.
I think Dale, they're using a weapon. They're using something behind them, so maybe they
could, you'd be surprised. I don't know. Is there waxing for an ass? I don't think there is.
Yeah, no, I mean, a Brazilian is like they'll
wax anywhere, huh?
Yeah, they'll wax it.
I don't know that would even look natural, though, too, because then he's going to have all this hair going up his legs, and it's going to stop where his ass is.
Well, just...
It's kind of like you would start, and then you would just end up being completely hairless, like, because you couldn't...
Yeah.
It'd be like the episode of Seinfeld where he starts... Yeah. He couldn't get... It was off-center, and he couldn't get... He shaved it. Yeah, keeps saying he's shaving his chest.
Yeah, I don't know.
One, I think as long as you have good hygiene and you clean your asshole, I think you're going to be okay.
From what I've can I offer something here? From what I've seen of people on spring break, most people are so intoxicated they don't even notice.
Yeah, they don't care.
So that's I would not stress over this because
no.
it's I don't think
because my thing is if you wax, it's going to grow back, and it's going to be like
thicker, itchy. Doesn't it?
Well, not isn't that that's an and, old wives'
tale. And the next day,
it's going to be like stubbly, but it's going to be in your ass stubbly.
I tried that.
But,
I know,
then the next day or drunken encounter that you have, that girl's going to have a story. Oh man, I did this guy, and his ass was so hairy, but it was so good. So you know what?
I think it
could be a good time. Yeah, could be a good time.
I think that I just wouldn't stress over it.
Yeah. I don't think it's a big
but
deal.
Maybe the women listeners that are listening right now, yeah, since we aren't women, we don't have that perspective. You can
yeah, maybe there are a lot of women out there that want to do Chewbacca.
I think there would be a lot of women that would get Star Wars.
Well, there's women that find you know that's
like
a hairy
6 foot chest 9. Holy shit!
But so you can email us at marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com or 510-69-TAFFY with your thoughts, ladies that are listening to the show.
Both questions. For Tommy and
yeah, absolutely,
the hairy guy. So,
well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
All right, what's mine? It's do I have Xbox? Is that the one I'm reading?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Jay, Jack, and Warm Taffy. I'd first like to say that I listened to you guys since the last podcast days and loved when you branched out for Ramblecast and Married Man. I unfortunately stopped listening when I first started dating my now husband. You know how that goes. New relationship equals no time to listen to podcasts.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
No, I never had a husband, so I don't know how that goes. I'm just saying, I don't know how that goes. I just want to make it clear that I don't understand that. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. I recently binge-watched The Leftovers and started listening to my first podcast in years, Mary and Blake with The Living Reminders, and was super elated to hear your voices on the MegaCast. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Now I once again am an avid listener on my 90-minute commute to work. Now on to the relationship.
You know, I had to drive like 400 miles this weekend back and forth to Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you put some podcasts on? Help pass the time?
No, in fact, I have XM satellite radio. I bought the subscription for like $25 for 6 months. And yesterday when I was driving out there, I go, oh, you know what? I had that XM satellite I could have brought out here. So 400 miles of driving back and forth just listening to local radio
oh,
here.
Oh, that's the worst.
Absolutely terrible.
That's the worst.
After driving for it, I go, I was exhausted.
Because my wife doesn't have XM, but I have SiriusXM in the car. So whenever I drive her car, it's like it's the most boring drive ever because like I just have these crappy radio stations.
Well, we go to Florida, we go somewhere else, Washington. I need to have something like talk radio keep me going late at night, and you can't find anything out here.
Yeah, but I will say I've been getting into some podcasts lately because I have a bit of a commute now as well, so it's been good. All right. Now on to the relationship advice I need from you guys. My husband is obsessed with video games, and it hasn't always been this way. For the first 4 years, we didn't even have a console. And for my 30th birthday, I wanted an Xbox to play the Kinect games, and I have hardly been able to touch it since then. He is the leader of a gaming community, which he does make some money selling t-shirts. I'm sick and tired of it and not sure how to go about asking him to stop playing so much, when really I just wish he would stop on his own accord to spend time with me. I mean, who really wants to beg someone to hang out with you? When we do spend time together away from gaming like we did this Saturday, he was up until 7 a.m. the next morning gaming. Woof. Sorry, Jack. I couldn't make the font bigger.
The font is
small. I don't
know
how to from my iPhone. Thank you, Lindsay. Don't worry, Lindsay. One of us can read here. So
yeah, that's good. It's a blur to me. Because I'm looking at it right now, and I'm mixing.
It's normal font size.
So not for old people.
So gaming, that's more in your realm there, Jay.
Actually, I don't play video games. Like, I don't.
I purposely don't play video games.
I don't even have
an
Xbox or a PlayStation.
I'm that type of person that would play nonstop.
But I play like the little games on the iPhone and stuff.
Me.
But,
oh, you would?
I would. I'm that type of person.
Oh, really?
And we used to have the Sega Channel.
Yeah.
And I would literally play. I had trouble. That was when I had trouble sleeping. Well, I always have trouble sleeping. But I would literally be downstairs playing Sega, and then the kids would come downstairs for. I go, what are you doing? We got to go to school. I go, crap. So I literally have no sleep, but I'd go, stupid game, because I'd be trying to conquer the game. But now with the headphones, you're playing people around the world and all this different stuff. I get it. You know, like my wife will get mad at me if I'm playing like online poker. She goes, you're always getting your face in front of that computer. I go, well, so do you. So I clicked to throw in the so do you. But no, I don't go on as much. But if she says something, I will close the computer. And
I learned it from you, Dad.
Yeah, you just have to tell them.
I think so. I think you do have to tell him. Like, and but I think all relationships kind of get to that point where you're in the relationship for a while, and like,
well,
that,
she said 4 years now, right?
Yeah, 4 years, and then kind of get to that.
Are they married or no?
Yes. Yeah, they're married.
They're married.
So fucking you get to that point where
take a sledgehammer to the piece of shit.
No,
fucking sledgehammer it.
No,
sledgehammer it.
Sledgehammer.
No, I think. I think this. I think a lot of like I've had points in my relationship with Colleen where it's just you kind of it wasn't games, but it was probably, you know, like to you, Jack, like going on the computer, not really paying attention or playing a game on my phone or.
And you do zone out. I
zone out very easily. So and you know
you could throw a brick at you and you still wouldn't look up.
Oh look, butterfly.
But again, Colleen would have no trouble saying, "Hey, like you haven't been paying attention to me. What the hell's going on?"
Right.
So I
think you have to because she sounds like she's let it go on a long time, and like she's getting angry.
Guaranteed, if you jumped his bones while he was playing that game, that he put that thing down in a second. And
you'd
have some awesome sex together on the couch.
She needs to sit down and talk to him.
Yeah, I think you know your spouse, and I think you've left it. You've
or
left
sit
it
on
too
top
long.
Of him. That would work too.
Now,
you've
like,
let
so
it fester. You let it fester, and now it's kind of becoming a bit of a problem, and I think you just need to talk to
her. What I do is I go when my wife goes to bed. That's when I usually go on the computer. I watch shows that she doesn't watch on Netflix, Hulu. It's my time.
Having designated time.
Where she just she'll get mad that I stay up too late, but I go but she watches stuff and she does her thing. I do my thing, but overall we have a good relationship and you have to have your own time. But
yeah.
I think you've let it
but
go.
But it also off. Can't like consume the
you
whole.
Can't,
all the
you
time.
Just can't go ballistic.
Well, it
you
sounds like it's consuming
earth.
Him. So
exactly. So it needs to be balanced. Absolutely.
She can't go scorch earth on him though, and say
no.
It's,
absolutely
okay.
not.
No. No. Okay.
It's
but like,
it's got to be balanced.
I understand you want to be happy, and this is what you makes you happy. But you need to give me some. We need to have some together time.
Right. Too. Exactly. Yeah. You need to dial it back a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, dial it back, and
also
dial,
it can't be
dial these up, baby.
And also it can't be.
Woo-hoo,
we spend time together.
Woo-hoo!
We spend time together, and then you end up playing video games till 7 a.m. because we did spend time together. So it has to be in balance. Yeah.
Right. Woo-hoo! But I think once he breaks the habit of being – because like I said, he wasn't – it was her that wanted the Xbox.
Yeah, to begin
so
with.
So once he gets back off the – gets on the wagon again where it's not consuming his life, then I think it'll be
exactly.
fine.
Yep.
But you need to talk to him, but don't go into him – Helter Skelter.
No,
don't go into it guns blazing.
No, Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter. Hey, sweetheart. You know that Xbox?
That's right.
It's coming between you and me.
I should say it feels like it is, you know?
So put down the joystick and play with these. Woo!
That's right. But I think that's what you need to do. But if you go and scream at him, he's gonna like, where is this coming from?
No.
Right? Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't see that coming. I thought everything was fine because I'll be honest with you guys, and if there's three guys on this podcast, we'll tell you, we're basically stupid when it comes to stuff like that. It's like, you weren't complaining about it. How would I know there's anything wrong?
Sure.
Right?
It's
there you
fine.
Go. But then we get mad if our wives complain
to
us.
People give guys a hard time.
I just say, yeah.
Hello. Anyway. Hello, Jay. Are you there?
No, I'm here. Sorry.
You're right.
Are you ignoring me?
You're right.
What no, it got cut off.
Stupid. You're right.
You didn't know what I said. I got away with it.
Cool. Yeah, because it wouldn't record on this side, so nobody will hear what you said.
Oh, well, I'll repeat
it. There you go.
I said, well, I go, we're basically stupid, right? You heard that part?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we don't know what we're doing wrong, and I forgot what he even said, but so...
See, there, it's gone. It's lost forever.
What did I say, Dale?
I have no idea. I wasn't listening
to anybody.
I'll fucking listen. I just show up.
I said, basically stupid, and I go, we... You know, when our wives confront us and they don't like to be, complained to us, but, anyway, it was a great
lost
thing.
It. It's gone now.
I've lost it. It's gone.
It was better the first time. I don't know. I'm just saying.
We were better the first time.
I don't
remember
what you said, but.
Fuck off.
Now it just sounds like rambling on. I don't know.
Rambling because I'm a rambling man.
All right.
Get him a banjo.
Get him a banjo.
Get him a banjo.
Everything's better
with
a
banjo. I'm a rambling
man. The house is burning down.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Rambling guy. Hey.
Apostrophe, you're rambling.
Apostrophe, you're rambling. Well, I'm rambling. Ram.
Or it'd be Ramblun.
Right? I don't know. Well, Wyoming. Well, yeah, bling. It's bling. Rambling.
Rambling. Apostrophe. Oh, rambling. Anyway, so I hope we helped. If not,
move to Wyoming. Again,
maybe there's someone out there who's dealt with this. I'm sure there's someone out here because these things are addictive.
There's gamers everywhere.
So someone maybe can spread some give some advice that they went through.
Yeah, a whole generation of kids growing up nowadays that are going to fucking have these hands with these big ass thumbs. Fucking all thumbs.
Hitchhiking like this. And they
go off for a pass. No, I can't. I'm about to break my thumb.
I'm all thumbs. Anyway, so are we done with that?
I believe we are.
Are we there? At this time, though, I would like to thank, I wish a happy second anniversary to Melanie, and I believe it's Michael Brown. I did some research.
Is that the same Michael Brown from, not the same Michael Brown.
God.
San Diego Michael Brown?
No.
No. Oh, that's Jeff Brown.
Jeff Brown.
Oh, sorry.
No, remember Jeff. God, we haven't seen Jeff Brown. Jeff Brown moved back to Arkansas.
Oh, wow. Did he marry Melanie?
What? Yeah, he knew someone named Melanie. Did he?
That's crazy.
Wouldn't that be
wow,
fun?
That's coming back.
Wouldn't that be funny? So anyway, Melanie
and Michael.
We believe it's Michael.
It's Michael.
Because she said her husband. So,
Melanie Brown plus one.
Plus one. Yeah. So, but I did
congratulations.
We did some stalking, and we think it's Michael. If it's not Michael, then hey, we apologize.
But we got the Melanie part right.
We got the Melanie part right. So happy second anniversary.
We'll
from the Merry Man crew.
Who are?
Jada's not saying anything.
Jay's
bitter.
I'm here.
He's looking at the answers for the six questions ahead of time. So,
no, I'm not.
So he beat me again.
So it's ready for the six questions.
We're cheating, cheating bastard.
1 and 75.
Okay.
Ooh.
You write it down here. Of course, I pick up the pin that doesn't work.
Just throw it away.
All right.
All right. So
pick. You pick first, this guy. Smart guy.
I'm going to say 74.
74.
He said between 1 and 75. Why would you go to 74?
I don't know.
Dude, 73.
The number is 75.
You guys picked this out ahead of time. Come on. No, I have a 98% chance of getting that right. And only a 2% chance of getting it wrong. Fuck you.
But here's the percentage you didn't deal with, Dale.
You guys are fucking in on this shit together.
You don't know your best friend of 50 years.
You guys
years.
Cheating bastards. Whatever. Go ahead, pick. If you're going first or not there, cheating bastard.
I'll go first. But again, you don't know Jack after all this time. If he would do something 1 through 75, he would just fuck with you and make it something high.
Jay picks 74. I go, you got to be fucking kidding me.
No. Fuck you guys. Are just fucking cheating bastards. All right, go ahead.
All right,
so he said he's going first.
All right, this one's from Daryl. We have tons of questions.
Daryl.
You can't keep sending in your questions. This is Bitter Daryl. We have plenty of questions. I just picked one at a random here because we have so many. But keep sending your questions. We'll use them eventually. I've been meaning to send you this for the Married Man podcast for ages. Taffy is always complaining about questions, which makes it even funnier. So I thought what I would do is make him happy. Boobs. Guess the boob size.
All right. Cool.
I might not be great for the listeners. Hell, they can look up the pictures and follow along. But you guys will have a laugh, I hope. Hope you can print the pictures out in color without the bra sizes.
Uh-oh.
Or just have them look at the screen. Do whatever you want to see fit. I hope it works. As always, thanks for everything you guys do. We're making me laugh each week, Daryl.
So how am I going to see this?
You're not going to see it. I'm seeing it.
Oh.
Because you'll see the answers.
Can we Google the women so we can just see their breasts?
It don't matter. That's fine.
You should know them. They're all famous women.
Okay.
All
right. If they're famous women, then we should be fine.
All right, so I'm going to take the closest...
Closest to
it has the closest size. To
is it number and cup size to
number
be closest?
And cup size. Okay. Yes. So first up is the lovely and talented. Well, the lovely Jessica Alba. And Jay's going first. Jessica Alba, who's I guess has a company made over $1 billion. Have you seen that?
Go ahead, there, smart guy.
All right. Jessica Alba. I'm gonna go. 34B.
Oh, no way. I'll go 34C. I know I'm closer.
The answer is 34B.
Yes!
Bullshit! Oh, shit. She's bigger than a B?
No, she's not. She's not like, they're not huge. But they're not she's small.
Fuck.
And all right. I'm going to say right now, all the women out there, I agree with you. This is very sexist.
All right. Shouldn't
be doing this.
Yeah, bullshit. You're just trying to get on their good side.
No, just people from Iowa, Wyoming, and New
So, you know what? You can mail your cocaine into. Okay. Right.
Yeah, that's what we want, a federal defense. All right.
Well, I'll send it to your house. Okay.
Thanks. All right. Next up is Dell.
All right.
Kate Upton.
Cool. Kate Upton.
And so, people playing at home, you can now Google Kate
36D.
Upton. 36D. Jay?
I would go 36 double D.
All right. The answer is 34 double D. So,
technically,
Jay, technically it's the cup size because
technically, I'm closer on the number.
No, you're not because the 36D would not fit her as well.
I think it's a wash because you were closer to the size.
We each get a half a point. We each get a boob.
That's fine. No, I think that's fair. We each get a boob.
Okay, each get a boob. So,
he's got one and a half boobs. I got a half a boob.
Oh, there you go.
which for me sometimes is just enough.
All right. Next up, we have the lovely and talented Scarlett Johansson, and this
Jay's up.
This is Jay's up.
Scarlett Johansson.
And the worst part is, I'm gonna go 34C.
34C is.
I'm gonna go 36D.
The correct answer is 32 double D.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
So Jay, I think Jay wins that one. Jay wins that boob.
Yeah, he's only
closer.
I'm closer. I'm farther away. You're right.
So yeah. He wins both?
He wins both because I was too far away.
All right, so Jay is now at 2.5 boobs.
Damn, she's only a 32.
32 I know, double that's crazy. That's
skinny.
Wow. Well, she's a bit more known for her butt, isn't she?
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
She's perfect all around. She's perfect.
And she's going to be a guest on the show, too. We got her on the show next week. Should I write that down?
Okay. That'll work out.
Next up, we have the lovely and talented Selma Hayek.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Wait, she had some work done, though, so this could be
allegedly.
Tough.
Allegedly.
Oh, come on. She
did.
50,
didn't she? Did she just
I'll say 36D.
36D. Jay?
I'm going to say 34 double D.
The correct answer is 36C, so I think we have to go.
I'm closer on that one.
Dale gets a boob there.
But he's still over. Price is Right rules. He's over.
Come on. This ain't Price is Right. This is women's titties.
Really? Only a C?
36C.
Yeah, I think that's pre-work right there.
And
that's
by the way,
pre-work
this is Bitter Daryl's personal favorite, Selma Hayek.
I could have sworn.
All right, so what am I? I got 1.5 boobs. How many boobs does Jay have?
It's 2.5 boobs. So it's okay. Anybody's boobs.
I can't believe we're rating this by boobs.
It's
but this is
boobs at this point.
Okay.
Next up is Dale, right?
Is it my turn?
No, who's?
Are you on the fourth question?
This is the fifth one. So no, it's.
Oh, it's Jay.
We're back to Jay. Olivia Munn, who's.
Munn.
Munn is dating as getting married to Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Let's say 32B.
32B.
I'll go 34C.
The correct answer is 34B.
I'm closer.
So I think Dale's closer.
I am.
That
I'm only
but
a half.
I got the cup size right.
No, oh, but you were off 32. That's 2 inches.
Two inches versus the right cup size?
I'm only one cup size away. So
and I'm only one size away.
Fuck. No.
No. I think cup size is more important.
Fuck you.
Since I'm the official judge here.
That's right.
I got to give it to Dale. Dale was the closest.
That's right. Oh, I was only cup size off. Fuck you.
If you would have been close, if you would have said 34 something.
Yep.
I think
how is that close? It's the cup size that really matters.
It doesn't. It's both. That's why God gave him numbers too.
So we're coming down to the official, the final boob.
The final boob. Where's each? What you got? 2.5 boobs. Where's
both are 2.5 boobs?
Oh,
so this
is
could
it.
End in a tie.
This is it.
Or someone could sweep it. So choose your answers carefully.
Gotcha. Here.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh God. Oh, wow. Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, she's kind of a full figured woman. I wouldn't want to go 38, but I'll go. 36 double D's.
36 double D's. Jay for the win.
I'm going to say 36 D.
The correct answer is 32 F.
Oh!
So I'm closer.
sides, but he's closer.
I'm closer on both fronts.
Right, he's closer
on both. So
yeah, he's closer.
Jay is the
fuck.
Jay is the.
There's no way she's that skinny. Come on, come on.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
I don't make the rules here.
All right,
I don't make the boob size, but. Jay wins again.
Well, kudos for going past the triple D's to the F. I mean, just skip right over the fucking D's. I don't know. How do you like me now?
Well, isn't F triple D? It's like either or.
I don't think so. No, it's triple D and then an F.
Is that what it is?
I thought it was an either or.
Anyway, so
I don't think so.
So Jay wins again.
They wouldn't say triple D and then.
But if you'd like to help us out,
both sides,
you could send any questions. We still have more, but that
or works. Send your pictures of your breasts to the Married Man Podcast
at gmail.com. Once again, marriedmanpodcast at gmail.com. If you'd like to help this podcast and many other podcasts like this, like Game of Thrones, Downton Abbey podcast, Survivor, Amazing Race. How many other podcasts we do? Leftovers, Ramblecast, The Lost Podcast is still kicking, and Sports Talk and The Walking Dead. How can you help them, Jay?
You can go and become a patron today. We have 121 patrons, two more than yesterday. We're only $1 away. Oh, we're more than that now. We're $726 per month, so we cross the $700 barrier again, which is great. Let's see if we can keep it.
Dale's pulling out his wallet and opening it up. Where's that?
I don't have any money. I don't see any money in my wallet.
Hey
in all fairness, neither Jack or I too.
Bernie Sanders away from your wallet.
What? Come on. I got an empty wallet here, man.
Well, we all have an empty wallet now.
Dale, we donated your money on behalf of the Bandwagon Panthers fans.
I want to see some green, man.
Hey, it's flown in. Right. It's like hitting us with like a tornado.
All right.
All right, so definitely, and we're going to send a special thanks from TAC from Tokyo and Eckhard Richter for contributing a significant amount, and thank all 121 of our patrons. You can become a patron today over at patreon.com/JayandJack. That's patreon.com/JayandJack. Become a patron today and help make these shows possible. If you have a 90-minute commute and you enjoy it, is it worth $1 a month or $5 a month or $15?
Start saying. I think right now Taffy is saying, "Hey, please send me some green."
Yeah, I want some money.
I want the green. Give me the green. But anywho,
well, you know, I figured out reffing doing the college game. You're talking about green.
Yeah,
I figured out if I do five games, I basically get paid for three games and two periods. So basically four periods. So it's three periods in hockey, and that's not even kind of a game. It's overtime. So three periods in hockey. So four periods I do for free.
You don't do it for free. That's money that goes to the government.
By the time they take out taxes and everything else,
so basically,
it's bullshit.
But I have another job that's paying taxes.
Yeah.
That should be my money.
All of your jobs go to pay taxes. You don't get to have a tax-free job.
I'll vote for the first person.
Vote for Bernie Sanders. He's going to redo the tax code.
I don't care who it is. I'll vote for the first person that says, Jack, you can keep all your ref money.
There you go.
But that wouldn't work.
Well, why not?
There's a problem. The problem is you have a deficit. There's two different parties, right? You have the Republicans that want to cut taxes.
I didn't cut the fucking deficit.
Hold on.
Maybe these fucking politicians ought to send their paycheck in cover the deficit.
But I'm not saying for
bastards.
Everybody. I'm just saying for me.
So there, you have Republicans want to cut taxes, which then raises the deficit, and then you have Democrats that want to put in more programs without raising the taxes to cover them. So, I mean, it's your damn...
But that's what I'm saying.
Like I said, we got to wait till 2020 because we're fucked for the next 4 years.
I said if you want my vote. I didn't say anybody else to say, hey, Jack, you can keep
and
your
vote. And that's the problem.
I want my money.
When you skated that day, when we skated on Christmas, how tired were you the next day?
I was fine.
Yeah, but you didn't really skate. I did four games in 3 days. Four games in three days.
You're an old man. You shouldn't be doing that anymore.
But... But I'm doing it to make extra money, right?
Well, that was the problem is you had two daughters.
If you want my vote, say, okay, I don't care who it is. It could be Trump.
But see, that's the problem. Then people pander to stupid tax thing that just won't work.
No, just pander to me. That's all, that's all I'm asking. I'm not saying I'm going to be selfish here. I don't care about anybody else. Just say, no, Jack, you can keep your ref money.
That would be nice.
My dad told me when it used to be like if someone had if they umpired or did a baseball game, basically this is years ago back in the 60s, that in the early 70s that they kept it that there was
well yeah because it's paying cash. You need to get a side job where they pay you in cash and then you just
isn't that illegal?
Well, technically.
Money under the table. Yeah.
So, but I got $10.99 the other day.
But if you want to work legally, you're gonna have to pay taxes. You can't get around paying taxes.
But there should be a law. If I have it.
Yeah. Let's say that to all the illegal aliens. If that I'm helping, working
I'm,
in this country,
because I'm helping the kids out there. I'm keeping by me out there reffing those games. I'm keeping those kids safe.
I gotta teach these kids.
Teach the kids.
Kids.
Anyway, I just thought it was. I thought when I sat down, I thought about. I go, man, that really sucks.
So think about all, you know, the roads that you helped to fix right. And all that kind of crap.
Well, I don't know. You've got 121
patrons. You guys better figure out where my money's coming from. So that's all I got to say.
Actually, most of that goes to
I don't want to hear where most of it goes. Well, I just want to hear where my money's coming from.
I hate to tell you this. You will be $10.99 with this money.
I don't give a shit.
So you'll realize it. But you'll do 5 podcasts. You only get paid for 3.5.
And right now, it's been free for how many months? Going on a year? Okay.
You've actually made more last year than we did.
Yeah, well, that's last year. This ain't 2016.
And none of us have made a dime.
I see that, so okay.
God, it must be hard being a politician. First, pander to me, and then we can worry about everybody else.
And then we'll worry about everybody else. There
oh,
you go.
Man. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time. Hasta luego,
great.
And goodbye.
51069-TAFFY. Once again, 51069-TAFFY. Or you can email us at marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. Marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. Hasta luego.
And goodbye.
Bye.
I'm just walking out.
Taff is out. Taff is not happy.
That's right.
Fucking son of a bitch. Where's my money?
God bless. All right. See you guys later. All right, bye.